Debate began today in the Senate on a bill to add a prescription drug benefit to the Medicare program. Democrats, Republicans, and President Bush all say they're optimistic that this year they'll be able to keep the promise they've been making to the health program's 41 million elderly and disabled beneficiaries. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, what politicians are promising may not be what the bill would actually deliver.
Today's Medicare debate actually got underway a couple of blocks away from the Capitol when some three dozen bikers on Harleys pulled up in front of the Department of Health and Human Services.
Tommy, come out and play!
That would be HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson, who jumped on his own Harley to ride to a community health center to stump for Medicare reform. Thompson joked that the event was intended to rev up Congress to pass a Medicare drug bill, but more seriously, he added, drugs are no longer an afterthought in health care, particularly for the elderly.
And we want seniors to be able to have the kind of health care coverage so that they can continue to drive and ride their motorcycles, if that may be what they're doing. We have several seniors who are motorcycle riders with us today.
Thompson was joined on his ride by Senator Max Baucus, who, when he's not riding motorcycles, is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee. Baucus later in the afternoon traded his leather chaps and red, white, and blue bandana for a more typical Washington suit and tie to address his colleagues on the Senate floor.
Without exaggeration, Medicare is simply one of the most successful enterprises ever undertaken by a free people working through their government. Just think for a moment. Today, we are about the business of making it even better.
Republicans are praising the part of the bill aimed at encouraging, but not requiring, beneficiaries to join new types of private health plans. Kentucky Republican Jim Bunning says that under the Senate bill, beneficiaries can stay with the program's traditional government-run program, opt for an HMO,
or if they would like to venture into the federal health care system, which I have and all of the others here in the federal government, they'll have a chance to do that in what is known as a PPO.
That stands for Preferred Provider Organization, the type of managed care plans most working people have. President Bush echoed the theme that the bill would make Medicare more like the federal workers' health plan in a speech in New Jersey this morning.
Listen, if choice in health care is good enough for members of the United States Congress and their employees, it ought to be good enough for the seniors of the United States of America.
But if Medicare beneficiaries are expecting to get the same sort of coverage members of Congress and senators have, they're in for a surprise. Tricia Newman is vice president and director of Medicare policy for the Kaiser Family Foundation. She says there would be some similarities.
People on Medicare would have greater choice of private plans, and that's the structural framework of the Federal Employee Health Benefit Program.
But there's also a big difference when it comes to coverage of prescription drugs.
It's not exactly like the same as the federal employee plan because the benefit is less generous.
Specifically, she says, federal workers and members of Congress don't have to pay a $275 annual deductible before they get any of their drugs covered, as the Senate bill would require. Federal workers don't have to pay half of the cost of the next $4,200 worth of drugs.
And of course, the federal plan doesn't have this gap in coverage that occurs in both the House and Senate plan before catastrophic coverage begins.
For the average senior who spends $3,000 a year on prescription drugs, the plan would pay about a third of their drug costs. That's a lot better than nothing, which is the current situation, say backers of the measure. But others warn that when beneficiaries find out just how skimpy the benefit really is, they may be more angry than grateful. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.